Coming up to the end of financial year, if you've been thinking about buying a new computer, well, it's a great time to buy. Not only are many retailers having their annual end of financial year sales with the potential for real savings, but if your new computer qualifies as a tax deduction, you could also find more money back in your pocket if you make the purchase during the current financial year. On the line with me today to talk about choosing the right computer and potential tax savings is Kate Burley from Intel Australia. G'day, Kate.
Hi, Andy.
Now, Kate, I suppose we should start out by saying that we're not giving out any specific tax or financial advice here. That's up to you and the ATO and maybe your accountant. But for some, buying a computer now could be a timely tax deduction.
Yeah, it could be. And you're right, I'm not giving out specific advice,
yeah,
except that there's one great rebate program that the Australian government seems to have that when we're sort of talking out there, a lot of people haven't heard of.
Okay.
And it's the Education Tax Refund. It's been around for a couple of years now. Not everyone qualifies for it, but if you go to the ATO website, you can find out if you do. Basically, they give a rebate up to $397 on any technology purchase for primary school aged children, and up to $794 per child that's in high school. And, you know, that's really good because if you're in the market to buy a new PC now, particularly for your child's education, it could be that you also qualify for that tax rebate, which really represents about 50% off your average price that you pay for a computer.
Yeah, I was going to say, with computer prices at the moment, potentially you could, halve the ticket price.
That's right. I mean, you could get sort of, you know, a top-of-the-range Core i5-based second-gen product for about $1,200. If you had a high school-aged children, that's over 50% of the price back in rebates.
Amazing. So you've probably got a few people thinking now about buying a new computer, specifically for their kids, for school. Perhaps you could help us out in the area of choosing the right computer. Obviously, there's netbooks and tablet PCs, very popular at the moment, but they lack the performance of a notebook or desktop machine. So what should people think about before they buy?
Yeah, that's a good question. I always say it always depends on what you've got at home already.
Yes.
And what you're using already, because usually when you're buying a new computer, you're not getting rid of the old one, but you're sort of augmenting what you've got already or maybe adding it to someone else in the family. So, for example, if I already had a high-performance desktop at home, I might be looking to sort of add notebooks for my school-aged children. If I had a primary school-aged children, I'd probably look at a netbook for two reasons, like they're thinner and lighter. Also, primary school-aged children mainly want to access the internet to play sort of their online educational games, right, or to email, but they don't really want to do big computer-intensive applications, so netbooks can be quite good. And, you know, they're only about $300 to $500, so if your primary school-aged children actually loses their computer, you know, it's not the end of the world, right?
Yep.
And then they're also not carrying around something that's highly valuable and highly covetable. So, you know, netbooks have their place, but really for students who are, you know, in high school and getting into more computer-intensive work, I would definitely recommend that they look for a fully-fledged notebook rather than a netbook.
Okay, so notebook PCs, there's a bit more of variation there in size and performance and colour. What, however, would you say are the key features that buyers should consider in these devices when deciding on a purchase, besides, the girls wanting the pink ones and the boys wanting the blue or black ones?
Yeah. I mean, you know, colour's nice. People
yes.
can choose on that. Down to brass tacks on the actual technology, needless to say, I'm going to tell you that the processor is the most fundamental part of the computer. You know, we often define the processor as being the brains of the computer. Your computer's pretty useless without it.
Yes.
And, you know, in the Intel range, we try and make it as easy as possible for people who are non-technical to choose the right processor by looking at sort of Core i3, Core i5, or Core i7. And the higher the number in that range, the better the overall performance. And, you know, the longer term, you'll have more longevity from your computer as well. So, you know, generally I would say lead from the middle or look in the middle for the Core i5. That's the highest performance mainstream product on the market at the moment. And if you can afford to pay a little bit more, scale up to the Core i7. If you're looking for a particularly good deal, maybe look at the Core i3. But within that Intel range, whether it's i3, i5 or i7, you're in the performance end of the roadmap. So you're already looking in sort of the best part of the roadmap. So you'll know you're getting a good deal if you're looking there.
And I can speak from personal experience and say, if you do have the extra money for the Core i7, it's an amazing piece of technology. Basically, you're looking at a desktop performance too in that end.
That's right, and it will definitely do everything that any desktop's done. In fact, I was looking at some data recently and comparing the new Intel second generation Core range that we've just been talking about with a three-year-old PC. A lot of your listeners might have Intel Core 2 Duo, which they might have bought 3 years or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
If they buy one of these new parts now, it'll actually be 18 times a better performance.
Amazing.
Than what they've had, which is, it's almost hard to define, but you can see it, you can feel it when you're using these new products. So if you want to have a whole lot of applications open at once, or you've just got more and more need for high performance computing, you can't really go wrong if you're in the market and buying one of those new products now.
It's interesting that you mention, of course, the second generation of these processors, because of course, end of financial year, many stores are keen to clear out old stock. In this case, is there anything you feel that buyers should be aware of when buying a computer in this situation? Are some of the older computers with the first generation still out there in stores?
Yeah, I think just be aware of the difference. So we were talking before about the Intel Core i3, Core i5 and Core i7. We had that range last year in 2010, so that was the first generation. We kept the same brand names to make it easy because that seems to work for everyone. But if they're buying and they want the latest and greatest, make sure you're asking for the second generation. So ask that qualifying question. Yes, it's a Core i5 processor. Yes, it's from Intel. Is it the first generation or the second generation? And as soon as you ask that question, the retail salesperson should be able to tell you and prove it. Ask them to prove it. Now, that's not to say you can't get good deals on Core i5 that are first generation. I've seen some great deals out there, and they'll certainly be far better performance than your three-year-old PC. So I wouldn't say don't buy it. Just make sure that you're not paying a second generation price point for a first generation product.
Yeah, just make sure you're getting the best deal on it.
As long
as you know exactly what you're buying.
Yeah, exactly. But great deals to be had around those first generation products too.
Okay. And Kate, Intel has a website set up to help non-tech heads arm themselves with information before buying a computer. Some of the things we've just discussed. What's the address for that?
It's intel.com.au/learningcentre.
Brilliant. And for more information on tax deductions and the education refund we're talking about, people can head to ato.gov.au or see your accountant. Kate Burley from Intel Australia, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Andy.